Today we will be reviewing A Midsummer Night's Dream, a play by the famous and extremely talented playwright William Shakespeare.
Okay, so the first act goes as follows. Theseus, the Duke of Athens, is preparing to marry Hippolyta in a few days. Theseus and Aegeus, the father of Hermia, has let Demetrius marry her. She likes someone else, Lysander, but the law states that she has to marry who her father chooses or she dies. Lysander and Hermia agree to run away to avoid persecution and to marry each other outside of the law. Also, a group of people called the Mechanicals prepare for a play they're going to put on for the Duke at his wedding.
Second act. One servant of Titania's comes up upon a servant of Oberon by chance. Oberon's servant tells Titania to keep herself out of Oberon's sight. Oberon's servant is known as Puck. He is notorious for his pranks and such on mortals. Titania has taken a little Indian prince as her attendant, but Oberon wants to make him his knight. Oberon walks in from the side of the glade as well as Titania. Titania accuses Oberon of loving Hippolyta.
Third act starts with the Mechanicals rehearsing their play. Nick Bottom wants to have a prologue to let the audience know that no one's actually going to get hurt. He leaves to rehearse his lines. When he comes back, he has the head of a donkey. Titania shows up and immediately falls in love with him. Later, Hermia accuses Demetrius of killing Lysander. Oberon and Puck are watching all of this, and Oberon later puts potion into their eyes to fix what Puck did earlier.
Okay, so Titania in Act 4 is still in love with Bottom, who has a donkey head. They fall asleep, and Oberon appears. He removes the spell that he had originally ordered Puck to put on them. And when Titania wakes up, she thinks that everything that happened was just a dream. Also, the Mechanicals prepare for their play.
Okay, so Act 5 is basically just the Mechanicals performing their play. They thought it was going to be really good, but it was absolutely terrible.
I mean, it was sort of to the point where it was, like, laughable just because it was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the play was sort of a trip overall. The play was enjoyable to watch and to read the script, but it leaves you thinking, if you can understand what they're actually saying, then you're still going to have trouble understanding what the play is even about.
Something I noticed while I was watching it is that the characters aren't really developed because of how their emotions are manipulated by the fairies. Like, in Act 1, it led us to believe that Lysander and Hermia were going to go live happily ever after and all that, but it became way more complicated after the fairies got involved.
The character development was pretty much non-existent, really. I mean, yeah, obviously the character didn't change, but the span of this play just happens in a few days, so it's not a lot of time for characters to actually change and you feel yourself. I noticed that the play is split into two plots, where Lysander, Hermia, and all of them are in a romantic setting where the Mechanicals are purely for comedic relief.
It reminds me of, like, in TV shows where there's the main plot and then there's the subplot where something completely different is going on. But one thing that I really liked about the play is just the overall concept. Because how Shakespeare wrote it, he left most of it to your imagination because he said that it could or couldn't be a dream.
He made it so anything could really happen. I mean, and you don't even know if it's real or not. Like, it's all speculation and you can just kind of think it yourself.
Yeah. And something else that I noticed is that Oberon is played by the same person who plays Theseus. And I'm pretty sure that's on purpose because of how they reflect each other in their respective worlds.
Which I kind of agree with you. I mean, obviously it could just be for recasting, not having to spend a crap ton of money. But, you know, still it does make sense for the character to reflect each other. Mm-hmm. That wraps up our review of A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare.